today I talk to Dr. Holly Woods. Holly has guided leaders into purposeful lives for 35 years. She's also a serial intro and entrepreneur, having built and scaled multiple businesses. She's the author of The Golden Thread, Where to Find Purpose in the Stages of Your Life, which is what we're going to talk to her about today. Enjoy the interview. Welcome to the Business Bookshelf podcast. I'm your host, Lance Pepler. The purpose of this podcast is to interview authors of business books, getting insights into their books, lives, and businesses in a light, friendly manner. This show is sponsored by IdeaStorm, focusing on exponential innovation and leadership. Visit www.ideastorm.co.za to book a free strategy session. Today, we have a returning guest in Dr. Holly Woods. I interviewed her in one of the early episodes of this podcast around purpose. And she's one of the guests that I think about often as we discussed, and we're going to discuss today, about the golden thread that runs through our lives. Holly has guided leaders into purposeful lives for over 35 years. She's also a serial intro and entrepreneur, having built and scaled multiple businesses. She uses a proven three-step purpose to impact roadmap born in the science and practice of human development, transformation application with leaders, and in business settings. An extensive background in product development, design, and testing, and creating systems and infrastructure to align with their purpose. Holly is the author of The Golden Thread, Where to Find Purpose in the Stages of Your Life, which is what we're going to talk to her about today. So Holly, welcome to the podcast again.
Thank you so much, Lance. I'm delighted to be back. It's fun to talk with you.
It's fantastic. And I must say, of all my guests, of which now I've had 77 episodes of the podcast, I think the golden thread is something that sticks to my mind. In fact, I was asked by another podcast, in a podcast where I was the guest, what I'd learned from all my different episodes of the podcast, and that came to mind about the golden thread. It comes to my mind a lot.
I'm so honored. That just delights me. You have no idea. After the struggle to write the book, that it would resonate with you so deeply, that, you know, that just says that, well, the idea wasn't born in my head. Certainly it was transmitted to me, and, you know, and therefore it is a real thing. So you must be connected to your own golden thread.
Well, I've seen it in my life, and I can see it in all the different guests that I interview, that there's a golden thread in their lives. But Holly, can we start at the beginning? Where am I speaking to you from today?
So I am in San Anselmo, California, which is North San Francisco Bay Area.
And I believe you've had another fire there. You're battling with fires still?
Yeah, we're still combating the early fire season here in Northern California, just to... you know, consequence of climate change. It's hitting some parts of the world faster than others. And because of the nature of the climate here, we're experiencing very dry, you know, drought for years. And thus now we're experiencing extended fire seasons.
Sure. And the other force of nature is happening tonight in America. And I don't know when the podcast will be released, possibly after the election, but it's the first debate today. Are you going to be watching?
In every way. You know, that's when you know your purpose, kind of, you know, just to dive in. When you know what you're here to do, you show up regardless of whatever the challenge is, because it's alive in me to speak up about what is true and not. You know, I think the debates will be full of more lies and damn lies and more of the same. And so it's time for those of us who are living purposefully to speak up.
Well, I think the whole world will be watching all three debates. But Holly, can you tell us about your career? I know you mentioned it in the first podcast, but could you give us a refresh of your career and how you started getting into purpose and Hollywood's coaching, of which I believe it's changed slightly, but how your career started?
I'll give the nutshell version, and of course the original impetus was, as a child I heard that I was here to do important things, and that led me to stick around in a fairly difficult life to figure out what that was about. And the more I explored what that important thing for me was, the more I realized that it was, there was some kind of thread that I was following in my life, even though I had this very circuitous journey through many careers. And, you know, it's actually more than 30 when I add it all up. So I've been on this path to uncover who I am. And in that journey, I've gained many different capacities and talents. It was probably about 15 or so years ago that it became apparent to me what my thread was, and or that there was some relationship between all the things that had happened in my life. And I realized that, you know, no one would be put through a life like this unless there was some real important reason to stick it out and come up with all of these talents and skills and capacities. And so I began to realize that my job here is to guide people into their purpose. And therefore I've had to try out many, many things to figure out my own. And so that's what I do now, is I support people who are inspired to live their deepest purpose, whether they're entrepreneurs or innovators or founders or, you know, professionals or executives. I'm helping them uncover what it is they're really here to do and move into that. So it was, you know, long circuitous journey, which I really try to help other people avoid. Like, you know, everybody just needs to go on a 35 year journey to figure out who they are.
Well, what a fantastic role you have. It's absolutely amazing. And Holly, congratulations on writing the book. When I first interviewed you, maybe last year even, or the beginning of this year, you had just, you were just finishing with it, and now it's reality. It's been around for a while. So congratulations on writing the book, The Golden Thread. Can you give us a bit about what is the purpose of writing the book? And can you give us a bit of a high-level overview of the book?
Yeah, thank you, Lance. And it is exciting. It published in April in the middle of the pandemic. And I'm like, why am I publishing a book in the middle of the pandemic? but as it turns out, I was called to write the book, not knowing what utility it would have in this year. And as we're all experiencing the consequences of being locked down in our world, and you know, what appears to be the world economy falling apart, and we are forced to go inside and explore what each of us is here to do. So it came really at a perfect timing. My intent with the book originally was just to describe and explicate more deeply, more in a more nuanced way, the kind of work I do in the world, so that people would understand that purpose is always alive in us, that it's with us when we're born, it's expressed uniquely across different stages of life, and that we are always living that purpose more or less, but we can't see it because of the three reasons I lay out in the book, my three hypotheses, which is that it is always guiding us, but we don't know it. We're pulled in these random directions in life, and sometimes it feels like we're really off course. And the second is that it hides behind our wounding. So whatever we experienced in childhood and other parts of life that distract us and cause us to experience trauma, generally our purpose is hidden behind that. And also because it looks different across the stages of life. So I wrote the book, really, I was called by my colleagues to write the book. You know, they said, Holly, you got to write it. It's a must. You must write it this year in order to help others experience and understand how to find purpose.
Now, one of your first quotes in your book is from, you know, a man who's very dear in South Africa, obviously Nelson Mandela, which says, there's no passion to be found in playing small. In settling for a life that is less than one you are capable of. And so can we start with the very first question in your book? Why in the world does purpose matter?
Well, so I like to use the metaphor of the golden thread in the tapestry of humanity. I was talking about the tapestry of humanity and there being a thread long before I actually saw the golden thread in my clients. And if you consider that we're each a thread, let's just go with that hypothesis that we each have this golden thread. and that each of us contributes to the larger tapestry of humanity. So we're all interwoven. We know by now most, you know, that we're all connected and that we all serve a particular role in humanity. And this tapestry is comprised of all of us, you know, all of us showing up. And when you think about, there's a very small percentage of us actually living on purpose, that tapestry would be pretty frayed, which of course it is. So the role that we have to live on purpose, it's a, both a right and a responsibility. I mean, most people think about purpose as, oh, I get to live this powerful, unique life and have meaning and, you know, prosperity, et cetera. And yes, that is true. And it's also about what is the unique contribution that you are here to make that only you can make. I actually found some numbers. We're one in 400 because it's actually 400 quadrillion. So the chances of any of us being here uniquely in this life with the history and the experiences and the talents that we've accumulated alive at this time is one in 400 quadrillion. That's a real number. I didn't make that up. Sure. And so when you think about the chance of any of us being here, you and I right now having this conversation, it would be, you know, maybe two in 400 quadrillion, but we are here to do something so unique nobody else can do. Yeah. And if you are not fulfilling that that obligation, that contribution, if you'd rather, then the world is missing something. There's this gap by you not being you at this time. So when we look around at the world, which, you know, is seeming to come apart at the seams, that tapestry is frayed. If each of us could live more aligned with who we really are and do that which we came back to do in this lifetime, the world would look so different. And so the more of us, you know, my job as a purpose activator is to get more and more and more of us, especially those of us who are inspired and are ready and have, you know, some dream that we are meant to bring in. Let's just do it, folks. It's time.
And I'm involved in sort of the purpose industry almost, and everywhere I look around, people are focusing on purpose. Organizations are purpose-driven organizations. People have got a purpose, and invariably it's for good. So, you know, a strong purpose. There are organizations springing up all around that, you know, are combating climate change and changing the way business is running and doing shared values and all these kind of things. And so I really am very positive that the world might be fraying at the edges, but there seems to be an undercurrent of purpose and good purpose that is rising up in the world. And you are helping that happen as well, which I appreciate. Honey, could you tell us, you mentioned different stages of our lives with our golden thread. Can you explain that a little bit? How is the golden thread manifested, or how does it appear in different stages of our lives?
Well, so in the book, I talk about purpose across the stages of consciousness. And when I speak about stages of consciousness in this frame, what I'm talking about is our ability as humans to take perspective. So how we see the world, world frame would be another word that's often used. So when we're babies, the only thing that we can really see or have a perspective on is ourselves. We have a first person perspective, and we only begin to imagine ourselves as, you know, this being that is learning to touch and feel and hear and see. And that's primary first perspective. And then secondary perspective would be when I begin to have an awareness of my parents or my siblings or other people in my life. I see that I am me and you are you, and I can relate to that second, that other person, the other, which is second person perspective. And then we go third, fourth, and fifth, and all of those person perspectives expand our awareness of who we are in the world and how we are in the world. And so purpose, naturally, organically, you can imagine just conceptually that your purpose would shift over time dependent on your ability to see the world uniquely at these different stages. So my doctorate's in human development, and I studied, you know, how it is we develop as humans. And I've been doing purpose work for 20 years, and like, oh, but wait, there's something really unique about how that's going to show up. And that's when I started seeing this golden thread, as I was looking at purpose showing up uniquely in childhood and in adolescence and in early adulthood. So in childhood, purpose will show up as a child's unique expressions of themselves. So they're not going to be going off and doing good things in the world, right? They're only learning about who they are related to their own curiosities and interests and enthusiasms and passions. And a child at three, believe me, has passions and they have curiosities. You can see them looking and playing with something for hours at a time, almost obsessed and figuring out what that is and how it works. And I had a client once who would put things in her mouth to touch them and, you know, almost taste them because she was so related to the flavor and sense of things. She later became a chef. You know, we actually uncovered her golden thread. And literally, wow. She needed a chef. She had been tasting things her whole life and never knew it. And in early adolescence, when our primary role in adolescence is to develop these peer relationships, because it's the first stage in life where you actually begin to move out of just me and my role and world and maybe one other, but you start developing relationship. It's the latter half of the first tier of human development. And so one begins to sense themselves in relationship to other. So who am I in relationship to my peers? Who am I in relationship to my teachers or my family? And how do I express my purpose in relationship to others? And so it may, however your golden thread is created, it's going to look very differently in adolescence than childhood. One of the facets of my purpose is speaking powerful truths. Now, obviously, I've studied my purpose pretty, you know, extensively, and so I have a pretty good understanding of the various facets of my purpose. But in childhood, I started speaking powerful truths to a mother who was abusive, and, you know, I became very empowered. And as an adolescent, I was growing that power, being able to speak truths, but I didn't know how to do that well. And so I would find myself in these scenarios where either I had spoken so powerfully that everybody was intimidated by me, or I was, you know, potentially creating conflict myself. So I had to learn how to use that facet of my purpose in early adolescence and in early adulthood. So in early adulthood, again, we find ourselves, and this is the moving into the subtle tier, the second tier of stages of consciousness. We begin to experience ourselves in a worldly way. So maybe we went to college, maybe we didn't, we're in our first jobs. You know, how am I beginning to contribute to the world through my talents and skills and innate capacities? And what does that look like? And then later adulthood, again, we find ourselves in a collective stage and we begin to share our purpose more uniquely related to others in organizations or networks or, you know, larger scale initiatives. Now, I just glossed, you know, sort of walked through that very quickly. Mm-hmm. But when I'm working with a client, I can identify what the golden thread looks like in these various stages. And that's part of why it becomes evident that this is the element of you that's continually evolving. I see purpose as, you know, we have one purpose, but it has many expressions and it evolves over time in its expression if you're doing the, you know, the work that's required at each stage of human development.
I agree with that. Holly, I've got two young daughters, 5 and 8, and even now I can see, like with the 8-year-old, I can see how she's developed. Even, you know, she's had the same characteristics and from, you know, when she was a young child, and it's going to be fascinating to see how she evolves during her different stages of life, or both of them really. And you know, how it grows, how the purpose is born with them. And I can really, you know, relate to what you were saying. And even from my perspective, when I look back at, you know, approaching 50, and I can see the various jobs that I've had, the various roles that I've had, and how now they've all formed to bring me to the place that I'm in today, just like, you know, you explained your career. And so that's really fascinating. And Holly, you are starting a new business, I believe, called the Emergence Institute, or a new area of your business. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, oddly enough, during the pandemic, my website was hacked. And, you know, instead of pulling my hair out, I said, oh, gosh, I guess this is the universe telling me I'm supposed to move on to my next expression. Mm. And so because I'm kind of, I'm an evolutionary being, I'm just constantly emerging in the next version of me, I decided to, you know, start a new endeavor and rebrand under the title, the name Emergence Institute. The website's still in production. It was supposed to be finished last week, but you know, as things happen, it didn't get finished. But I do have a page up at emergenceinstitute.net, and have created a free opt-in there. And so my goal really is to move more into group programs. I'm starting a membership site and program. We'll be offering some online courses. I'm still doing coaching, of course, and we'll and doing probably more consulting in the future, helping organizations move into purpose.
And that's on the Mighty Network platform, is it?
Well, the membership site is on the Mighty Network platform, and that is at bit.ly/purposecreators, and purpose and creators are both capitalized. The website is at emergenceinstitute.net.
I'll have both those links, and by the time the podcast goes live, I'm sure the website will be fully completed, although well, it's never completed really, because I seem to change my website every week. It's a work in progress.
Yeah, that's what us emergent people do. We're always creating something new in our lives, which is great.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the membership program? What sort of course will be available on the Mighty Network platform?
Well, so thank you for asking, Lance. The membership program itself is a pretty low cost way to get involved in my work. And I'll be offering, you know, weekly meetings and lots of content for anybody who joins the membership itself. And then I will also have two or three courses. I'm not sure if I'm going to divide it up. So this work that I do with clients one-on-one, which takes about 6 months, I'm going to create at least two, if not three courses to actually walk people through the process. I'm realizing at this day and time, what I need to do is to expose more people to this work so that more people can find their golden thread. So my intent, my commitment to the world is to bring this work through some online courses. So they'll be hybrid, some pre-recorded and some, you know, all of them live. I think we have to interact with each other and figure things out. Courses to pivot to a more purposeful way in the world. So it'll be some of the basic find your golden thread work, and then you know, what is your product? What is the new way that you are, you know, new career and building business? So I usually help my clients build business as well.
So fairly recently, maybe 2 weeks to a month ago, I started having a friends page on my website, which has got all the blogs and, you know, announcements that people have been on the podcast make. And so I try and put them onto my website as well and then point them to yours. So hopefully I can post there when the courses are available and different stages that you're in as you go along. And you've still got the Purpose to Impact roadmap, I believe. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's another commitment I've made is to try to detail as much as possible. Being the scientist that I am, I'm always trying to understand what I do and like, well, why does that work? What's going on there? So, you know, several years ago, as I was really beginning to have enormous success in helping people find their golden threads, I undertook the effort to study what I'm doing that's working. And I realized there are these 12 steps that I take with my clients and walk them through so that they can uncover their golden thread, remove all the distractions and the doubts, limiting beliefs, reintegrate, you know, the fractured parts, which I talk about in the book, and then innovate in order to come up with a new version of themselves, whether it's a new career or a new product or a new business, and then what I do to actually help them move into building business. So these are the 12 steps of the Purpose to Impact Roadmap that is kind of tried and true now. I've used it with hundreds of clients. In fact, I'm having so much success at helping people find their golden thread early that we really dive deep into business, you know, product development, business building now in an earlier way. So that's what the Purpose to Impact Roadmap is. It's the conceptual view of the work that's required to go from early finding purpose to having an impact in the world.
Sounds fantastic. And Holly, if people would like to contact you, what is your email address? And I'll share it in the show notes, but maybe you can tell us what it is now. And if you're available on LinkedIn, people can find you on LinkedIn.
Absolutely. So holly@emergenceinstitute.net. And I am on LinkedIn. And I'm not sure exact link. I think it's Holly K. Woods, but I'm not sure. It could be Holly Woods PhD.
I'll hit the link as well. I'll put it in the show notes so people can find it. But thank you so much again. I hope this isn't the last time I interview you. I hope you write another book so I can interview you again.
Thank you, Lance. I already have two or three that need to be written. They're in my head, and I can't help myself writing furiously about things. So this was a joy. Thank you so much for you and the work you do in the world.
Thank you. So thank you so much for joining us, Holly. And once again, congratulations on your book, The Golden Thread. Awesome having you on. And I hope you, the listener, have enjoyed and found this podcast valuable as I did. If you'd like to contact me, then please visit my website at www.ideastorm.co.za or email me directly at lance@ideastorm.co.za. And so until next week, have a fantastic week. Bye-bye.
Has this interview with Holly inspired you to buy her book, The Golden Thread? Then can I ask you to go to my website, www.ideastorm.co.za, click on the Buy Books tab and buy the book from there. You'll also find the other best-selling books of the featured on this podcast. It'll help give a little bit of financing and help continue to improve this podcast. So thank you for doing this. Until next time, stay safe and well.